and is in our DNA. This trademarked Northwestern University slogan has been around since 2015. The phrase is only 5 words, but students and faculty at NU have more than 5 words to say about it.
I think it's important not to necessarily impugn what I assume are the good intentions of the administrators and marketing folks at Northwestern who developed the slogan, but I think it has a range of unintended consequences for members of the community that have been troubling for several years now.
Peter Locke is an associate professor of instruction in the Global Health Studies program at NU since 2014. Locke said the "and" part of the "and is in our DNA" slogan speaks to capitalist values ingrained in our culture.
That picks up on our larger cultural expectations that what makes a life worth living is extensive overachievement of various kinds, right? And especially a lot of hard work and sacrifice to stand out from the crowd, to overachieve in a capitalist society, whether that's measured by money or other criteria.
Locke said he is the most intrigued by the latter half of the slogan, specifically the word DNA, as it reflects the techno-scientific optimism of society.
The heavy emphasis on STEM education and STEM achievement, especially during the generation of students that we're teaching now, right? Last 20, 30 years, so much alarm over, are we being competitive as a society in terms of our STEM skills and achievements?
Locke said he resents the word DNA in this statement.
It doesn't feel terribly inclusive to me of what a broader liberal arts education is meant to be about, which of course includes sciences and that sort of technological know-how, but should go well beyond that to the supportive training of good ethical citizens and advocates for the most vulnerable in our cultures and societies once they leave here.
One of Locke's biggest concerns with this statement is the slogan's impact on students' mental health. He shared how students have come to his office breaking down and feeling overwhelmed. Locke said he has observed students competing over how busy they are.
You kind of all feel like you're supposed to be stressed out and miserable all the time. And if you're not stressed out and miserable all the time, right, maybe you're doing something wrong. And that doesn't seem particularly healthy either.
Fourth year Shantha Burt, studying global health, psychology, and data science, shared similar sentiments about productivity culture on campus.
When it's just kind of like booked and busy all the time, and everyone overbooks themselves and overcommits, and it can be super stressful. And even when you like don't have free time, I think it's a common tendency for Northwestern students to always feel like they're not doing enough.
Although Burt said the slogan can sometimes stigmatize having free time at NU, she also said the slogan's foundation is key to why she applied to NU in the first place.
Everyone is so passionate and so driven and so unique in what they're passionate about. And that's because they're able to combine their different interests and do really, really cool things.
Burt said it is the "and" in our DNA that fuels students' unique paths and makes the environment more supportive than cutthroat on campus.
And because everyone's kind of on their like own trajectory, doing like their own unique thing, it's not really cutthroat. It's very collaborative. People are very interested in seeing, you know, how everyone's passions come together and, you know, how you can merge two different people's paths into like one really cool project or something like that.
Joe Littell, the Associate Director of Student Organizations and Activities at NU, said it is the variety of interests on campus that makes NU unique.
It encourages you to branch out, encourages you to build relationships through academic as well as other experiences here, and just kind of grants that privilege of being able to get involved and pursue your interests.
Littell was aware of the criticism for this slogan and said well-being is a priority.
We're not encouraging students to try and, you know, optimize every single minute of their time here with something structured or an involvement. But I will say that, you know, wellness and well-being are principal concerns, as well as opportunities for students to be well and be happy here.
For second year econ and data science major Jack Troxel, well-being while simultaneously being involved in a variety of activities, such as club swim and club water polo, dance marathon, business clubs, and a fraternity, is all about balance.
I feel like it's a great balance between like picking activities that I really, really like doing, which a lot of the time I feel like just makes school go a lot easier for myself. I feel like if I can spend more time playing water polo or swimming or training for triathlons and doing stuff that I really enjoy, it then makes the time that I have to spend doing schoolwork and whatnot less stressful. And it's always good to take breaks doing things that I like to do.
Bird said it took time for her to figure out her balance at NU, but she said sometimes still stresses over comparisons between peers. This is her advice.
Not feel like you're behind or not feel like you're inadequate. Like, I think you just gotta keep your head up and you gotta be confident. And you also gotta know that, like, things work out.
While this slogan can be controversial, it is important to recognize both its benefits and implications. From WNUR News, I'm Ari Burnick.